What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 63 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today for this Mindset Monday, we're going to be discussing celebrating wins.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they're accomplishing a lot of things all the time. And sometimes they just look past the little things that they are accomplishing. They're just focusing on the things that they're not accomplishing. You know, sure, maybe you have this goal that you want to lose 30 pounds, but you've only lost 5 pounds, so you look at it as a fail, but really, like, you're better than where you started.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what can cause a lot of people to fall off track when they're only ever thinking of the end result and they're not celebrating the journey along the way. So we just wanted to get a little bit more in depth into that today.
Yes. So we have all of our clients celebrate their wins all the time. And this is actually something that, you know, it's human psychology that you need to be celebrating the small things.
Yes, even in our training app, when we program our clients' training, we have them track their workouts. And tracking their workouts, every time they set a PR for anything, it tells them, it's like, hey, nice job, you set a PR on this, most volume ever, most weight ever. Those things matter, and it just, you know, hyping you up and being like, yeah, I am making progress, I am improving.
Yeah, and it also comes just down to how you're talking about things and the language that you're using. You know, oh, I only lost 1 pound this past week. I'm like, girl, no, you lost a whole pound of body fat this past week. Like, that is a big deal. People underestimate these small numbers, 1, 2, 3 pounds. But guys, like, a pound of body fat is like that big. You're literally losing that in 1 week. That is crazy to me.
Yeah, you need 2 hands to hold a pound of body fat for it to actually cover your hands. That's how much it is.
It is like, yeah, mind-blowing thinking about that you're actually losing that in 1 week.
Yeah, and Lauren's so right when she's saying it's how you're talking about it, when it's like, when people are just like, oh, I only did this, or like, ah, oh, I'm just nowhere near where I want to be. And I'm like, yeah, you're fucking closer than where you were. Like, that's what you always have to remind yourself. You're like, I am getting closer. Something that this kind of makes me think about is a picture that I'm sure everyone has seen before. It's the two miners, and one of them gave up, and he was like an inch away from hitting the diamonds. And then one kept going and got to the diamonds. And it's that same thing where it's like, hey, you just can't give up. You can't keep going down. Like, oh man, I've already been mining for this long. I'm still not to my goal. But you're closer. You're fucking closer. You just got to keep going, and eventually you will get there.
Exactly. It's kind of in the mindset of, oh, the grass is always greener on the other side. When I lose this 50 pounds, I'm finally going to be happy, but I'm only at 48 right now. So I suck. My life sucks. I haven't accomplished anything. Guess what? You're going to lose that 50 pounds. You're going to feel the same. It's not going to feel any different than when you were at 40. So it's so important to be accomplishing these small wins, because even like us, say we want to accomplish this huge business thing, but we're just so angry every day because we're not there yet. But it's just important to celebrate where you are at and, you know, what you are accomplishing on a weekly basis. Just trying to get a little bit better every day is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's basically like, for example, someone who's in fucking like poverty, like they're on food stamps, they can't afford food, nothing, and their goal is to make $1 million in a year. They get out of poverty, they make $100,000 in a year, and then they're like, oh, fuck, I just hate my life. This sucks. I just can't. And then they just give up. Like, what? It makes no sense. Like, seriously, just think about it like that. It's like, you are so much closer, doing so much better than you were. And that's not just the numbers on the scale or your lifts. It's also lifestyle habits as well.
Yeah, so when it comes to lifestyle habits, you know, oh, I'm so mad at myself. I'm not perfect yet. I'm not perfectly hitting my macros every day, my water, my steps, my workouts, improving in every session. You know, you can't expect yourself to be completely perfect at everything right off the bat, but maybe this week you just cut out soda. Maybe this week you just hit your water goal on a consistent basis. Celebrating these small wins is really going to keep you going and going, because you need that, you know, kind of like adrenaline rush of actually accomplishing something, actually being proud of yourself. That's, you know, when in a fitness program, it's super important that at the beginning, you're getting these, you know, quick little wins and celebrating them, because that's when what's going to give you the motivation to keep going.
Absolutely. And a super, super common win that our clients will celebrate will be something like, this isn't even cutting out alcohol, but just limiting it where, hey, I went out with my friends and typically I'd get fucking wasted, but instead I just had two drinks. I was great. I was responsible. And that's what I did. And that's a huge win, right? Having that self-control and being able to be like, okay, I only had a couple of drinks. It doesn't even have to be cutting out something completely. It's just making that progress.
Yeah. Celebrating wins is kind of on the same page of just affirmations. I know everybody talks about affirmations, saying good things, but just how you're talking about these specific things rather than focusing on what you don't have. Focusing on what you do have will just change your perspective and change your mindset so much on a day-to-day basis rather than, oh, I don't have that body that I really want, that girl that just has the physique that I'm really aiming for. I'm not there yet, so I'm not happy. Whereas, you know, there's nothing wrong with striving high. There's nothing wrong with wanting something much more.
There's nothing wrong with not being satisfied.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with not being satisfied with where you're at, but it's also important to, you know, look at how far you've come.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something where the part of your brain that anxiety is located is the same as the part of your brain with being grateful. And something that comes with a lot of times when people aren't, you know, where they want to be, they see these bodies that they want to look like on social media and they're not there yet, they get really fucking anxious. And then they freak out. They binge eat. They cheat on their diet. They try to quit. Whatever it is. Instead, if you were celebrating these little wins, you did see how far you came, you'd be grateful. And if you're grateful, you literally, scientifically, cannot be anxious at the same time.
Yeah, being in that mindset that the grass is greener on the other side and you're just never happy with where you're at, that's one of the most common things that I see lead into that self-sabotage, because you're not talking nicely to yourself. You're not, you know, being thankful for what you have accomplished, you know, celebrating your wins, being proud of yourself. Oh, yeah. And how can you expect yourself to feel accomplished when you can't even give yourself that, you know, that celebration that it deserves? And that's when it leads a lot of the time into this just cycle of just self-sabotage and doing things to bring you backtrack because you convince yourself that you're never actually going to get there when you're actually trending in that direction.
100%. That grass, like you said, the grass is not always greener, but they think it is. And that comes to probably most commonly if people want to, you know, stop pursuing their goal and they're like, instead, you know what, I'm done tracking my food, I'm done tracking my workouts, I'm just going to go live life and do whatever I want. And then they gain whatever 5-10 pounds, or they just make no progress, or they just stay exactly the same, and then they just hate what they see in the mirror for the rest of their fucking life, instead of just, you know, going forward, celebrating wins, staying motivated. They just give up and they quit. And then guess what? You fucking die like that. You die and you're like, I never looked the way I wanted to look. I never felt the way I wanted to felt. The guy at the bar who I always wanted to have like hit on me or checking me out never even fucking looked at me for a second. And that's who you have to die with for the rest of your life, just because, you know, you didn't want to stay motivated. You didn't celebrate your wins.
Yeah. And of course, it could be a little bit harder to celebrate your wins when you're not doing the journey with anybody else. So a great way to do it is either having, you know, an accountability coach, an accountability partner, even just a friend that you know wants to, you know, get in shape, shooting each other a text every morning or every night. Hey, what was your win of the day? What is something you're proud of yourself for doing today? What are you feeling good about today? Not celebrating the things that you're not, you know, happy about, celebrating the things you are happy about. I know that we both hammer this with our clients. What are you proud of yourself for this week? You know, when you're just constantly slamming yourself, oh, I'm so mad at myself, I'm so upset that I did this, that I didn't do this. Well, okay, what are you happy about?
Yeah, and Lauren and I are always trying to tell each other our wins, whether it's, oh, I had a really good gym session today, set a PR, oh, I really liked this movement, oh, had a really good business day, oh, I had a really good post idea, whatever it is, like, we're always trying to tell each other's wins. Like, yeah, we're trying to keep a positive vibe always, for real, because there's no fucking point in being negative. Honestly, it just does nothing for you except just brings everyone else's mood down, makes everyone less productive, and just makes everyone hate their lives more.
Exactly. That's something we've both been super big on these past, even just this past month. You know, there's just no need for negativity in any, even if someone did us dirty, even if someone is being, you know, rude to us, doing something bad to us, who the fuck cares? Like, it's not our problem. Like, just move on, be the bigger person. There's literally no need to spread negativity of any kind.
Absolutely, guys. And you know, the best way to create that support system, like we always say, communicate. Can't have a support system if no one knows you have these goals and you need to, and you want to celebrate these wins.
Yeah. Speaking of, what is your biggest win of the weekend?
Ooh, win of the weekend. What was this weekend?
I know we didn't really do too
much. It was raining for a lot of the weekend. So, what? God, I wasn't really a big fan of where we went out to eat. Honestly, I would say just kind of this past week in general, like, I really have tried to not, like, smoke, like, weed or anything as much, just because I have really, really sensitive lungs, and, like, so I'll just have a cough forever if I do it. So we did find an edible that I tried, and it works, like, it's the best high I've ever had in my life, where it just literally just mellows me out. Like, it's so fucking great. Like, I just feel so good, so happy with it. Usually, if I get high, it's like I just basically can't function, which is, like, cool, because I only do it when I want to go to bed. But it's like, now I can actually take this where, like, before we go out to dinner or something, and I'm just in a great fucking mood.
Yeah, definitely love those a lot. I've always been a fan of edibles. Obviously, a lot better for you than smoking.
We're such lightweights. They're gummies. We take 1/8 of their gummies. It's like, I think this jar is going to last us like 6 months.
Well, my win of the weekend was getting some sun yesterday. The rain finally cleared out after like 3 straight days of raining. We both hate the rain because obviously we already work from home and we just treasure any time that we get outside. Absolutely. So much. So yesterday we finally got some sun, got to get out by the pool. We might have had to lay on the ground because the pool was so busy, but yeah, it was still a good time.
Everyone was trying to catch up on their sun, for real.
I know.
That's the thing. Our pool only has like 15 chairs and it's huge. They just don't put any chairs.
Yeah, we probably have like, what, like 1,000 plus people in this complex?
Yes. And you have 15 chairs. It's crazy. So, like, I was like, we just have to go early. And I'll see some people. Some people will go down and they'll just sit their stuff on a chair and then leave and come back later.
Like, are you kidding me? But anyways, that's it for today. Make sure to celebrate your wins. Don't focus on the things that you don't have and focus on the things that you do have.
Stay positive, guys. Stay positive. There's nothing. The only thing you will ever regret is fucking quitting.
Facts. All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Peace.